This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have some umbrage that I want to get to.
Umbrage?
Umbrage. I have a problem with something that's out on the internet, and we're going to solve that in a second.
Okay.
But first, I would just like to say, I can't wait to see all of you guys all wet in the Clear Creek River.
Sorry, HR.
If I said some of the crap you've said this week.
It's been a rough week for me in HR.
HR will be on my side, not yours.
Yep.
We are going to finish the Colorado do list because Erica's a... You won't do whitewater rafting, but we are going to whitewater tube. We're going to tube,
have a little stroll.
I'm not willing to risk my life, but I'm willing to be cold.
So we're going to be at Clear, like Sunday, if you happen to be in the Golden area and you see a giant unicorn floating down the, that's us.
I have a question.
Yep.
My hand's in the air.
Yep.
Is the river wide enough for that?
We don't know.
Okay.
We will find out.
Perfect. Or deep enough.
If we're not on that, we have several options. We have also just have a ton of tubes.
Yeah.
And we'll be floating down there and then we'll probably grab a drink somewhere in Golden.
Does anyone have rope so we can all tie together? So
I think don't. This
you can
right
just
here.
Hand it.
Yeah. Use your arms.
You have rope in your trunk, I think.
I do.
And a shovel.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
Okay.
Anyway, if you want to come join us or just hang out, see us, you want to wave at us from the bridge we go under everybody, we'll be out there Sunday morning, 11-ish. Umbrage. This is what I have umbrage with. Who did this? Collider. Collider.com. I want to point it. They have the 10 funniest movies. You know, we should have a feature on the show where we do, like, we read a list of things. It's kind of controversial.
I like
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
That's a really good idea.
Actually, I'm going to spearhead that.
Okay. It's definitely your thing.
The 10
You can even rank it. Yeah. Mm.
But I don't want it to be, like, regular ranking. They need to have some, like, oomph behind it, whereas, like, people argue over it.
Okay. Right.
Argumentative rankings or, like...
Right.
Like,
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
10 funniest movies of the last 50 years. These aren't that funny.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know what half of these are. A Fish Called Wanda?
I would put that on the list.
Never heard of it.
Because there are 10 movies on this list. How many have you watched total, Erica?
I have seen two, and I think
I've seen
a third. Yeah, guess.
You've seen Anchorman. Loser!
That was my maybe.
What?
I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've seen it in full.
Really?
Really?
I it's hard to even discuss. We need people to call in. We need people to text in. It's hard to discuss movie things with Erica.
Okay, but guess the other two. You know the other two. Come on.
Bridesmaids?
For sure, 100 times.
I just had to look for a girl movie.
Okay, and what's the last one?
Maybe Superbad.
For sure. Okay. See, not also 100 times. My brother will recite the whole thing to you.
But is that one of the funniest movies of all time?
Yes. When they're walking the same way and he's like, oh, okay, okay, I'll see ya. I'll see ya. But they're leaving in the same direction.
It's a good one. Bridesmaids, it's number 4 on the list. That's.
Are we insane?
I saw it once and they're like, yeah, it's good. And I never saw it again. Is that why?
My sister has seen that film at least 120 times in her life.
Because it's meatloaf. It's comfort. But it's not funny. It's not that funny.
The part where they're making the thing
with
their arms.
Can we shoot video of Erica reenacting her favorite scenes from these movies? Like, no, yeah.
And she's got the chocolate on her tooth.
Your stomach hurts. You're laughing so hard from Bridesmaids.
Okay, come on. The wedding dress shopping scene in Bridesmaids, the first time you ever saw it,
yeah.
You weren't peeing your pants laughing?
No, I'm a boy. No. No.
Aaron gets it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting that on your top 10?
Yeah, because it's the only one out of this 10 that I've seen.
You've never seen Superbad?
Get out of the room. I was just talking trash about her, and she's seen 3 times as many of the movies than you?
Yeah, 2.5.
Rounding up. Okay. Do you have a movie that you think is the funniest movie of all time?
No.
So Aaron doesn't like
to laugh. Do you watch funny movies?
I literally, for the first time this week, just saw The Mummy.
That's not funny.
The original one?
Yeah.
Is that the Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, and I love him.
Have you seen the Tom Cruise one?
No. Didn't even know that there was one.
Oh my God. Okay. You're hurting my head. Let me just put it out there. We need you to call with better movies than the ones we've said because no one in this room, maybe T-Hack can come in with some movies, but the two girls here have only seen chick funny movies.
What about Napoleon Dynamite?
Is it laugh out loud funny though?
It depends on what state you're in. Not Colorado. Oh. You, I mean,
you're like high. What about Wedding Crashers?
No, if you're inebriated, it was like The Hangover for me. I told a bunch of friends it's so funny, and then we all watched it together, and they were like stone cold sober and just like, I don't know.
Mm.
But it's like lucky. It's so funny. Is that on the list?
No,
that should be on the list. All right, if you want to tell us what the funniest. Beat these rankings. We'll give you the rest of them in a minute. But what is the funniest movie of all time? 303-222-5423. If you're busy, you can just text. Hack, what is the funniest movie of all time?
I agree with this list at number 1.
Airplane?
What even is that?
Airplane? Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious and stop calling me Shirley.
Waka waka. This is doing nothing for me. I've never even heard of this film.
There's a series
it's
of them.
The yeah. 1980.
Yeah,
I know, but people still go back and watch movies from the
1980s. I thought it was going to be from the 20s.
Old.
No.
So there was.
Airplane is number 1. Airplane 2 would be number 2.
No, okay. That's you've gone too far.
They're the best. It's just all puns.
My
parents'
generation, there was a series of movies called Airport, Airport 77. And they were serious movies where, it's a plane crash. And, one of them crashes and then it sinks in the water. And they're like, oh no. But they're all still alive. And they're just underwater. And it's just scary plane crash scenarios.
I hate that.
So then these funny guys all went, these are stupid movies that my parents would watch. And these guys are like, we're going to make fun of that and just do Airplane.
So it's like a scary movie thing.
Yes.
I hate that stuff.
Parodies?
Yeah. What are we doing?
I like all the scary movies. I like them. Yep. And they had a date movie. Yes. There was superhero movie. They started really going out there. They got worse and worse, but
you guys,
I've watched them all.
There are people in their cars screaming at the top of their lungs right now. I don't like this movie, but every person I know who's ever watched a funny movie in their life says
Dumb and Dumber.
Thank you.
Okay, Dumb and Dumber is number 2 for me, and it's not.
It's
on the
not
list.
On the list. It's not in the top 10 movies of all time.
It's pretty good. But I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Do you know
what do
half
I know?
That movie's made up by Jim Carrey? the funniest things that happen in that movie are him like walking past the man in the moon thing. And it's like, wait, we landed on the moon. That's not written down. It's just him being funny.
And I would argue Bruce Almighty. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue like that one was pretty funny.
Not on the list.
Right. He's got some good ones.
Of course. Ace Ventura.
Pretty good. Aaron, have you seen any of these?
I've seen Ace Ventura.
Okay. We're also now hiring for two females. If you've seen movies, you're welcome to come be on this show. What is the funniest movie of all time? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing funniest movie of all time. Basically, it's going to be you saying the name of a movie and at least two people in the room going, huh, that's a movie? Huh?
I'm realizing, based on the texters, that I have seen a lot of funny movies, just not the stupid ones on that list.
The list is, that is why we started this. This list, we haven't really gotten through it, and we're just going to let you guys call in and we'll say if it's on the list. But like, no, Tiak, I don't think you said this on the air. Not one Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. You've got Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Big Daddy.
I'm going to tell you right now, Happy Gilmore 2 jumps almost all these movies right now. It's so funny.
But it's also top of mind for you.
But I've never laughed that hard.
50 First Dates. Great
movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Such a good movie.
That
but
funny,
is it funny?
Though.
It's also heartwarming, so maybe not as funny.
Because Drew Barrymore with her.
I'm surprised. Well, we'll see what the callers say, but there's a section that I'm surprised that's not on the list that I have seen.
I think the texters have.
Oh, Monty Python.
No, I don't see that one yet.
That's there's I can't believe you've seen that stuff. I
love
barely
Monty
saw
Python.
It.
That is so on brand for her. Are you kidding?
You're right. Cause it's like, she's an old soul, but I barely watch it. It's too old for me.
I don't like it. I don't like when things are talking in that old timey language.
English? Okay. Randall? Jesus.
Guy.
Funniest movie ever.
Well, I don't know. It's a Cinderella story. Bet you win.
Oh, I see what he's doing there.
Caddyshack.
He's quoting the movie. He's being Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Caddyshack,
When he's going after the gopher.
Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase. Come on.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I like Rodney Dangerfield. Back to School is a good Rodney Dangerfield movie, too.
Back to School was great.
Never seen that one.
National Lampoon's Vacation, Animal House.
This is the most dude list that's happening right now.
Yeah. But Caddyshack, come on.
I need some girls to get on in here because...
Hey, dude, no, he's right. Because girls like that movie too.
Caddyshack? Yes. I love Caddyshack. But like, when you get to the like...
Animal House, there's too many...
Vacations.
Here's the thing. And Vacation's the same. Anytime there's a gratuitous boob shot in the middle... Then it's
you know
it was made for men.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I don't care. Okay. I don't like it.
Oh.
I was just thinking that's what our show needs.
A gratuitous boob shot
in the middle.
Hey,
I'll do it. Fine.
Minon.
Yay.
Funniest movie ever.
I think Overboard with Goldie Hawn.
I don't think I've seen that. Did they recreate that recently?
Somebody might have. It is such a funny movie.
Is it? I like Goldie Hawn.
And it's her husband.
Yeah.
They've never gotten married.
Long-term partner. Mm.
Do you know the premise of the movie?
No.
She's this stuck-up bee.
That's how most movies start.
And he, like, is a dude who, like, remodels stuff, and they're, like, in a fight or whatever. Anyway, then she, like, falls overboard or something. Something happens to her.
Off a cruise ship?
She's, like, got amnesia. And he goes... And picks her up and is like, I'm your husband. You forgot me.
What?
And turns her into this like lowbrow. She lives his lifestyle because he convinces her that they were married. And she raises his kids and all this stuff.
Feels illegal.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. Okay. It's, dude, it's such
a
good movie.
I'll give it a whirl sometime.
And there's a gratuitous boob shot right in the middle.
Invite me over, Erica. No. I'll watch it.
Wow. It's such a good movie. That's a great one. Andrew.
Yay.
Funniest movie of all time.
Old school.
Yeah.
This whole genre is missing
Literally,
out.
Literally, old school is like my dad's favorite movie.
Oh, Frank the Tank. Frank the
Sorry,
Tank.
Andrew. I don't mean to call you old.
I'm with you, Andrew. It was my all-time favorite. A Will Ferrell movie.
I think Steve would probably agree with me if he was still around.
Oh, probably. This is the exact kind of movie I hate.
Is there a gratuitous boob shot in it?
100, I would imagine. Is there or is there not?
Yes.
That's how, oh my God, that I just cracked the code.
Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly when it is now.
No, but it's just like, that cracks the code. Yeah. If your movie's not funny and you still want to win with boys.
I think it is funny.
It's not funny.
Jeremy Piven is in it. The other Wilson guy, Luke Wilson, Owen's brother.
The old other Wilson.
The one who's not like, wow.
He's in Legally Blonde.
Yeah. He's Warner, right?
Yeah.
No, Emmett. He's the other guy.
Legally Blonde,
pretty funny movie.
Not that funny.
Okay,
Here's the thing. Guy movies, too far boob and like fart joke. Girl movies just never get you to laugh. You're just like,
girl movies has like, I don't know, a plot and like a point.
Okay, Bridesmaids has a plot and a point.
Hey, there's a love story in there.
That's not a plot or a... Okay, Ashton...
Yay.
What's the funniest movie ever?
RV with Robin Williams.
Oh, I was thinking of a different movie and I was
cheering you on.
Were you thinking
the Jennifer Aniston one?
Yes!
Yeah, so good.
Is that We're the Millers?
With the weird eyebrow Millers.
Guy. We Are the Millers or whatever is really funny. Yeah.
But RV, I think I remember seeing that and it's good too.
With Robin Williams? I don't even know what that is.
Like late in his career, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2006.
You should also watch We're the Millers with Jennifer Aniston.
That's got Ted Lasso in it, right?
Yes.
Is he the? Yeah.
And Emma Roberts.
Yeah. And that weird boy.
The eyebrow guy who's hot now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gratuitous.
Yes. Hello. He's literally a teen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.